100.3 WRMB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson. And joining us on the line is the owner and operator of a Philadelphia salon that does something a little bit different, Jamal Rainey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing well. With the fall and winter weddings coming up, we typically know of brides all getting together and going to the salon and getting the pedicures, the manicures, getting their hair done so everyone looks in tip-top shape. And a lot of the groomsmen are just left to just kind of do their own thing, just put on a suit and come. What is different about your salon and what you offer for groomsmen?
Well, first, we're a traditional barbershop, so we kind of set ourselves apart in that respect. Typically, the groomsmen event is basically a retail and merchandise party. So what we've done is we've allowed the guys to come in and get services as a group in the reserve spot. So typically, you might have a 1 or 2 hour slot. We'll basically have light fare, beverages, and forms of entertainment. So a lot of the merchandise we sell, brushes, razors, accessories, collar stays, cufflinks, we package it all into an event. And basically, they pay for that as a reservation in the form of a party.
And you're located right here in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, we're 270 South 11th Street.
Okay.
I'm curious, Derek. I'd like to know, what made you come up with the idea? I heard Derek say, usually all the attention goes to the bridesmaid, but what triggered this idea for you?
You know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and, you know, just thinking outside the box, you know, trying to find that piece of the market that no one has really exploited. Basically, you know, I remember years ago, my mother used to sell Tupperware, and I saw that she was able to basically get women to come together and purchase Tupperware, but it was more like a theme. It was a party, and that's something that, you know, kind of always resonated in my mind. So, you know, it's kind of where I got the idea from, actually. And just being able to look at the products and merchandise that I sell currently and say, you know, how can I move these units fast? So, you know, the idea basically came to couple an event with my goal to sell products and merchandise. And there was nothing out there that was in that form for men. You know, a lot of times it was, you know, a Super Bowl party or things like that, but nothing that was more geared to, you know, the industry and a particular market of men's grooming. So, you know, it just made sense. It was just all like, you know, made mathematical sense.
Well, I'm glad you tapped into this area. So for all the weddings that are coming up, gentlemen, if you're listening, there is a place where you can go, where you and your groomsmen can be, I don't want to use the word pampered, but that's
like
what it
that.
Is. All right.
What's wrong with pampering? I'm all in favor of it.
All right.
Where can people find out more information about your services?
You can go to my website at tobegroom.com. We're also at tobegroom at Facebook and at Twitter.
Jamal, I'm a little business savvy myself. I want to talk to you behind the scenes about an idea I just came up with. You should combine the bachelor party and the groomsmen event together. Maybe strippers could cut their hair.
Oh, my goodness. Forget that, Jamal.
Well, you know.
He's laughing.
You know, it's funny. I've been people have definitely talked to me about doing those kind of things. But, you know, we try to keep it gentlemanlike. And, you know, sometimes when you get into that other element, it can sometimes it's hard to kind of nail it down and keep it classy. And I'm all about keeping it classy.
We'll talk.
Keep
we can still keep it classy with
Jamal,
a G-string.
You're on the right track. Keep it classy. Thank you so much for joining us on Soulful Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
Jamal Rainey of 2B Groom. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.